fantastic. You know, I suppose it was the perfect time to get the winner. Obviously, we spoke all week about leaving everything on the pitch. First half, it wasn't good. We stood off and we were very nervous. Couldn't wait to get into half time to gee the lads up. And obviously, second half, then we were brilliant. You know, could have won it. Gary Rogers made a phenomenal save from Chidozie, but overall in the second half we were totally in control, totally dominant. And it was like two heavyweights going at it. Pandaka, phenomenal team. We are. But I just feel that the win and winning the cup will bring us on and give the team that belief in themselves, because when you come second it is difficult. It's difficult what's been said, but I think that win now will give the belief, and most importantly for our supporters. I said to the lads before the match, they've been getting up at 5 today, half 5 in the morning, 6 o'clock. We're rolling out of bed at 9 in the hotel and they're all on getting on trains and buses and whatever, and I said, look, just leave everything on the pitch, and you know, for Shawnee to get the 29th goal this season for him, and last kick of the game more or less. It was a special moment.
Was there a sense of vindication just for everything you've been through over the last few years when that goal went in?
There's not vindication. All you can do as a manager is work incredibly hard. And if you work as hard as that, you hope you might get your rewards. We've nothing to be ashamed of. Dundalk are a phenomenal team. Their European exploits show that. But at the same time, we've been very, very good. And this year in particular. But, you know, obviously people want to win and we want to win. And I keep saying this, you know, people, managers come and go, players come and go, but the supporters are your club. And, you know, to win to win a cup like that sends them home and sends them happy and keeps a smile on their face for Christmas. And it's all about that. And while it's disappointing to come second at times, you know, all we could do was work as hard as we could. And that's what we've done. And thankfully, generally I always feel if you work that hard, at some time you'll get the break. And thankfully we did today.
And another clean sheet, John, and another superb save from Marcus Winter.
Well, I think it was the only chance of the match they had was Marcus, but he made a great save, Macmillan. But in the first half, we just weren't doing well. But in the second half, I think it was like the Cork City this year. Pace, attacking, getting the wide, creating chances. And it was just great. And as I said, you had two heavyweights, nothing between them. Last year, they won in extra time. This year, we won in extra time. But we were better this year, and we know that. And, you know, for us, it's just... it's just the win that I believe will just give us that belief, because Dundalk are going to go to a higher level again next year, and we probably are the ones that can try and match them, and we just have to build with a few extra players and just keep going, and hopefully that cup win will kick on the lads.
And Colin did brilliantly when he came on, shored up the middle, all his experience came into play.
Well, he's a fantastic person. You know, I keep saying to the younger players, watch him train every day. He trains phenomenally well, great guy. And he's been just a fantastic person. And you know, coming on, you could sense even by him that he was ready all week, and he told us he was ready all week. So and he came in, he made two or three great blocks, been a great challenge on Daryl at one stage. Daryl was going through, but overall he showed that composure in a game that was going end to end. And you know, as I said, it's great for the lads. I'm delighted for them, and we look forward to being in the South Mall tomorrow night.
I think just I saw you on television smiling. I've never seen that before.
believe it or not, I'm generally quite a happy guy. But when people see that, you know, I think I'm quite strict, and I'm not. I'm a very good guy, and I work really hard, and I like the players. I love them. I love guys working hard, training as hard as they can, and putting everything in. And, you know, that's what we're about. And, you know, as I said, this year, you know, this is a better team than we've had for the last 2 years, and it's great for them to get a reward like that.
Speaking of the work ethics, Alan Bennett, he just epitomised everything.
Well, he should have been shot years ago, because he, you know, he's just phenomenal. You know, he can't train every day. He's a workhorse, pure warhorse. And the thing about Benno is that when he goes on the pitch, he's phenomenal. And you could see that last year's cup final, he was phenomenal. But today again, and he got a booking early on. But the thing about him is that he's just one of these guys that, you know what I mean, he just runs through the wall for you. And you need that. And in games like this, when you're playing a team who are so good as Dundalk are, you need fellas that can go the extra bit. And in fairness, not only Benno, but the lads were brilliant, to be fair.
He was in tears at the final whistle.
Yeah, of course. When he's at the end of his career, you know, he's another year. But you know, when you get to that age, you appreciate that days like this don't come. And I said to the players before the game, you know what I mean? If you're lucky to play in maybe 2-3 cup finals in your career, 14, 15 years, you're lucky. So we had one last year for some of them. We had the one today. You know, even myself, you know, I was in the league 16 years, lost two, won the third one. You don't get there every day, and you have to make the most of these occasions. It's a pleasure to be in occasions like this. You know what I mean? All the other teams around the country, I'm sure, would love to have been here. So so obviously Benno isn't young anymore, so any medal he can pick up for any occasion like this, he's going to treasure it.